It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy today's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Sabbath. It's the 4th of November, and God bless each of you on this beautiful Sabbath day. It is time now for us to get right into it. Start with our opening prayer by my wife, undreamed of, Sister Maria.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to be able to come to you on your Sabbath day. We thank you for giving us an opportunity to be able to open up your word. We pray that your spirit would teach us what we need to know so that we can learn how to draw closer to you and to grow even more in wisdom. We ask that you will bless today's broadcast and be with us in a special way as you anoint the words of our pastor and fill him with your spirit. All this pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ, our King.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time for it's about time. It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about
it's about time.
topic is married for the wrong reason. Married for the wrong reason. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, please, please accept our thanksgiving for your greatness and marvelous working in our lives, for being such a great God, and we just give you praise and glory. We thank you, for you are a wonderful King and a mighty protector. In Jesus' name, amen. My brothers and sisters, we're in Daniel 11:6. So just for the sake of review, I'm going to read from the beginning just to catch us up. But we are ready to move forward into the kings of the north and the kings of the south and what they do going back and forth, okay? It says, also I in the first year of Darius the Mede, even I stood to confirm and to strengthen him. What does that verse mean? Well, this is Gabriel saying he was back in the day of Darius to confirm and strengthen him. They are now in the third year of Cyrus. We know that from Daniel 10, but he's just letting him know. Heaven's been on his side, answering his prayers all that time. Verse 2, and now I will show thee the truth. Behold, there shall stand up yet three kings in Persia, and the fourth shall be far richer than they all. And by his strength and through his riches, he shall stir up all against the realm of Grecia. So, if we've already gone through Darius and we've already into Cyrus, the next three kings were Cambyses, and then the next was Darius the Persian, because we skipped Phosphorus, and then the third was Xerxes, who married Esther. And then it says, the fourth shall be far richer than they all. That's Artaxerxes, who inherited the riches of Xerxes, and he continued his father's quest to conquer Greece. It didn't happen. Verse 3, and a mighty king shall stand up that shall rule with great dominion and do according to his will. Now, it doesn't mention everything. Actually, after Artaxerxes died, there were several other Persian kings. But after Artaxerxes, the Persian kingdom was on its decline. So it's not mentioned in Daniel 11. But Alexander the Great is mentioned. He was a powerful king. He had what Hitler would call Greek blitzkrieg tactics. And he conquered in an amazing way in a short period of time, died in a drunken stupor at the age of 32. Oh, he should have known about the live free lifestyle. Can we say amen? And when he shall stand up, his kingdom shall be broken. He died in that stupor of drunkenness and shall be divided toward the four winds of heaven. That means that he would have four. They're sometimes called princes, but they were his generals, my brothers and sisters. It was not his posterity, as we will read in the next verse. Now, he had a second in command, which was Antiochus. But Antiochus was trying to usurp all the authority from the other generals, and they formed a league against him and defeated him, and therefore they divided the kingdom. Okay? So it says, and when he shall stand up, his kingdom shall be broken and shall be divided toward the four winds of heaven. And not to his posterity. It didn't go to Alexander the Great the Second. There was no such. These kings, these four princes, four generals, what were their names? Seleucus, Ptolemy, Lysimachus, and Cassander. Okay? This is all history, but it was prophecy back then. Not to his posterity, nor according to his dominion which he ruled, for his kingdom shall be plucked up even for others beside those. And then verse 5, and the king of the south shall be strong, and one of his princes, and he shall be strong above him and have dominion, and his dominion shall be a great dominion. Now, brothers and sisters, the king of the south was Ptolemy. Remember in verse 4, it was talking about Alexander the Great and his loss of the kingdom in his posterity. So when it says, and the king of the south shall be strong, and one of his princes, it might make you think that it's one of the princes of the king of the south. No, it's talking about Alexander. Because when you look at history, brothers and sisters, the king of the north, which was Seleucus, he actually ended up getting all the territory of Cassander and Lysimachus. But Ptolemy, you know, he's over there in Egypt. He's conquering Libya. It's a large, vast land in Egypt. So he had his hands full, whereas smaller countries up in Asia and Europe areas. So Seleucus pretty much covered all of the north and Ptolemy the south. So this is what it said in the Bible. The king of the south shall be strong. He got all those southern kingdoms of Egypt. And one of his princes, that's Alexander's princes, Seleucus, that means he was strong too. Okay? The Bible is just basically telling us that Seleucus was strong too. He conquered little kingdom after little kingdom, so he got all of the north pretty much. And he shall be strong above him, which means if you calculate the territory that Seleucus got, he got more territory than Ptolemy. So this is all prophesied in the Bible. Let me read it again. The king of the south shall be strong. That's Ptolemy. And one of his princes, that's another one of Alexander's princes, which was Seleucus. And he shall be strong above him. Seleucus got more territory than Ptolemy and have dominion, and his dominion shall be a great dominion. So as a general rule, Seleucus was stronger than Ptolemy. Okay, now we move to verse 6. This is where we talk about the subject matter, marriage for the wrong reason. And in the end of years, they shall join themselves together. What is he talking about? You see, there was a series of battles, a series of wars. There was the first and second Syrian war. That was really the wars in the Greek Empire, between the north and the south. Everything in Palestine, where Israel is and all that region, that's the center point. So anything north of that is by the king of the north, and anything south of that is the king of the south. So you have to understand this is powerful. Why? Because a lot of people don't believe that there's much talked about in the Bible regarding the Greek Empire. We have Babylon with Nebuchadnezzar. We have Medo-Persia with Xerxes, who was Esther, and Darius, who conquered Belshazzar. We have Daniel in the lion's den. We have stories in the Bible about Medo-Persia, not much about Greece. If you want to know about Greece, you've got to understand Daniel 11. Then you can go to also 1 Corinthians 1, verse 22, I believe, where it says that the Jews seek after a sign, the Greeks seek after wisdom. And we know that this was talking about these Greek philosophers. Can't even think of their names right now. Anyway, I can't think of their names, but you probably know some of the names. But these Greek philosophers, they came up with a false education system, a philosophy. And some of their names might come to me. But the point being made is this Daniel 11 is the most detailed information about the Greek Empire. And during that time, there was the Syrian wars between the general Ptolemy in the south and his posterity against Seleucus in the north and his posterity. Okay? So it says in the end, they shall join themselves together. So what is this talking about? The end of years refers to the many years known as the first and second Syrian wars between the north and the south. And it says they would join themselves together. But let's see how they would join themselves together. For the king's daughter of the south shall come to the king of the north to make an agreement. Okay? So what actually happened, brothers and sisters? The king's daughter of the south was Berenice, okay? Almost like Bernice, but it's Berenice. She was daughter of Ptolemy II. Okay, remember, it was the Ptolemy and his successors, Seleucus and his successors. But by this time, the first generals who were connected directly to Alexander, they had died, and their sons and grandsons were ruling, okay? So the king's daughter, Berenice, she was the daughter of Ptolemy II Philadelphus. That was his name. Ptolemy II Philadelphus. Ptolemy II Philadelphus demanded of the king of the north, who at that time was Antiochus II, who was a descendant of Seleucus, that he put away his wife, Laodice, and marry Berenice in order to bring peace to the empire. That foolish man, listen, got rid of his wife to marry Berenice, and I believe they had a son together. But a little while after that, brothers and sisters, let's see what happened. The Bible says, but she shall not retain the power of the arm. What does that mean? Well, after a little while, about 2 years later, Ptolemy II Philadelphus died. And after his death, Antiochus said, I want my real wife back. And he divorced Berenice and got his disgraced wife, Laodice, back. Okay? This is world history, brothers and sisters. The Bible says that they would come together because the king's daughter would marry the king's daughter of the south would marry the king of the north. And yes, my wife got me. Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, those are the Greek philosophers I was referring to, brothers and sisters. Thank you, sweetheart. So, my brothers and sisters, you got the king's daughter of the south breaking up somebody's marriage, knowing that she's breaking up somebody's marriage to get married to somebody. You thought you had to watch the world turn and the Days of Our Lives and what was some of those other crazy soap operas, you know? You know, brothers and sisters, sin is sin. And people got married for the wrong reason back then, and they get married for the wrong reason today, brothers and sisters. All my children is another one, yes. And so, my brothers and sisters, there was a lot of craziness going on back then, just like there's craziness going on. Why do you get married? Why do you want to get married? Why do people get married? Why did you get married? Friends, if we don't get married for the reason that God puts two people together to love each other so that together they can do more work for him than they could apart, it's the wrong reason to get married. Some people get married because of sex. Some people get married for money. Some people get married for status. And it does not last, my brothers and sisters. You need to get married because God put you together with somebody that he will give you the capacity to love. You see, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, Romans 5:5. So if you don't love him, you don't love her, ask more for the Holy Ghost if you're already married. And if you're not in love, don't get married, brothers and sisters. Ask God. God's not going to have you marry somebody you don't love. Now, I believe he can make it happen fast. I believe that as soon as Isaac saw Rebekah, he fell in love immediately, but it was the love of God because it was ordained by God. And as soon as she saw Isaac in the field, God put that love in her heart for him. So, brothers and sisters, we need to be careful of hasty marriages. Don't use them as an example. God was definitely leading and guiding, and much prayer had gone into that. It was an arranged marriage by a godly man who was led by God, and he was so godly that his son believed in his godliness and was willing to accept what God was doing. But people get married for the wrong reason today, my brothers and sisters, and most homes are a wreck and a mess because of that, friends. Let's follow Jesus. Let's get rid of all this emotionalism that causes us to make emotional decisions that are not of God. Berenice, willing to join with the king of the north, messed up that man's marriage. It came back to haunt her. What does the Bible say? The Bible says, "For the king's daughter of the south shall come to the king of the north to make an agreement, but she shall not retain the power of the arm." As soon as her daddy died, her husband got rid of her and brought his wife back. Now watch this. "Neither shall he stand nor his arm." So this disgraced woman, brothers and sisters, there's some phrase about the fury of a woman. This woman was disgraced. This woman was embarrassed. But she got the throne back. But because of the fickleness of her husband and that anger and bitterness that stayed in her, she had her husband, who brought her back, to be poisoned to death. That is history, but it was prophecy back then. And it's in the Bible, my brothers and sisters, that Laodice actually had her husband, Antiochus, poisoned to death. She didn't stop there. What does the Bible say? "But she shall be given up, and they that brought her, and he that begat her, and he shall strengthen her in these times." So, my brothers and sisters, the phrase, "but she shall be given up," is talking about Berenice, because as soon as she Laodice had her husband poisoned, who had disgraced her for another woman, Laodice then turned and actually had Berenice killed. But not just Berenice. She came with an entourage from the south, her Egyptian handmaids and so on and so forth. And she had Berenice killed, she had all of her handmaids killed, and she had her son killed. So many, you know, sometimes the translators don't always get the Arabic or Hebrew right or the Greek just right. So it is another interpretation from the original language that comes, that was interpreted, and he that begot her, it also could have meant that who she had begotten. So there were two possible interpretations from the Hebrew or Aramaic from which this was taken. And so we do know that Laodice also had her son killed. So Bernice, who wrecked Laodice's marriage, ended up being murdered by Laodice. All of her handmaids murdered by Laodice. And her son was murdered by Laodice. It never pays to wreck somebody else's marriage, brothers and sisters. Okay? We'll talk about what it means. It says, and he strengthened her in these times on tomorrow. But we just want to end by just talking about the fact that we need to make sure that when we get married for the right reason. So we've talked about the king's daughter of the south coming to the king of the north to make an agreement, but she shall not retain the power of the arm, neither shall he stand. He got murdered. But she shall be given up. Berenice, who wrecked that woman's marriage, got murdered, and they that brought her, and her handmaids, and he that begot her, properly interpreted who she had begotten, her son. So tomorrow we'll pick it up with this last phrase, and he that strengthened her in these times. And then it goes on to verse 7. We're going to take it. It may just be verse by verse or a portion of a verse. It's a lot of history in Daniel 11 about the Greek Empire, brothers and sisters. That lost empire. People thought it was lost. You know, Malachi ends with you have Babylon, Medo-Persia, and pretty much, you know, Malachi ends with that for the most part. And then you have Greece, which is mostly that period between Malachi and Matthew, about 400 years. And Daniel 11 gives us that detail. All right, my friends, we'll be back talking about building the immunity of our global community when we have our health segment in just a little while. Let's have prayer, and then we'll take a little break on this wonderful Sabbath day, and then we'll be back to talk about the building the immunity of our global community. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you so much for prophecy, which becomes history. Thank you that, as you said in the Bible, remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me, declared the end, from the beginning and from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, I will do all my pleasure. My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Father, be with us as we understand the importance of marriage, true marriage, marriages of love set up by God, and help us, Lord, not to get married for the wrong reason. And we just ask that your name be glorified, Father, in the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen. God is good, brothers and sisters. It's time now for our transition to the wellness segment with our torso song.
There's a one-of-a-kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. Abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon. Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine? You can break every chain. Your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. At this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all. Let's talk about building the immunity of our global community. You all might remember back in the days when a particular virus a couple years ago was prevalent. Still here. The Biden administration finally came around. Their Department of Energy put out a report. It did made the news very quickly, and then it was passing, that the virus came out of Wuhan, out of the laboratory. That was to their best understanding. The previous administration, the Trump administration, had said so. Former President Trump had seen with his own eyes, I guess, pictures maybe or video footage of body bags outside of the Wuhan lab. And he stated that in a statement, in an interview. And so, my brothers and sisters, we had that condition that was prevalent. And you remember that we were told to follow the science. And but in that encouragement to follow the science, we were told that if you're healthy, most likely you won't die. Most likely you won't get sick. And most likely you won't be hospitalized. So I want you to remember that. Remember, we were told that if the healthy people most likely would not die, would not get sick, and would not be hospitalized. And so then there was, of course, encouragement to, get the vaccine and so on and so forth. And there was a missing link, brothers and sisters, if we were healthy, and that healthy status would keep us from being hospitalized, die, or getting very ill, then should not there have been some efforts to help us be healthy, okay? So Torso Ministry took up that torch, brothers and sisters, and we, along with others, said, hey, why don't we just get healthy? Because the vaccine, when it came out, it did not stop the condition. Many people who have been vaccinated multiple times have gotten the condition multiple times, okay? It is the first vaccine of its kind. It's the first vaccine in human history that has completely failed of lowering the incidence rate. As a matter of fact, and we reported this in our book, The Biblical Booster, 8 out of 10, and this was in nightly news, brothers and sisters, I believe January 10 of 2021, nightly news reported that 1 out of every 10 people, 2 out of every, let's see, is it 1? I think it was 2 out of every 10 people who got Omicron, remember the different variants that came, were actually fully vaccinated. That means if you line up 10 people of the first 10 who would get Omicron, and you looked at the 10, 8 of them would be vaccinated. Friends, that would show that the vaccine was the super spreader, okay? They weren't sharing it with you like that. The same status was with Delta, and I'm not telling you anything that wasn't reported on the news. This was all reported on the news. 8 out of 10 were fully vaccinated. Study done in Massachusetts where the people with Delta, 1 out of every 5, well, 1 out of every 5 is the same as 8 out of every 10 who had contracted, I forgot exactly the statistic, but it was 1 out of every 5 in the Delta had contracted Delta were vaccinated people. And so, my brothers and sisters, what am I saying? What am I saying? I am simply saying our campaign was not an anti-vaccination campaign. Our campaign is a campaign to boost the immunity of our global community. Brothers and sisters, nobody's taking the time. Very few people are taking the time to teach you how to be healthy. If you're healthy, you can have the same thing they promise with the vaccine without the vaccine. And we showed you in our book that, and this is strictly from Pfizer. This is Pfizer's data, not mine. Pfizer's data when they were finally forced to give it over by a judge, a federal judge, because they were withholding it from a group of conscientious doctors who had to sue them for the information. It showed that one out of every 40 people who took the Pfizer shot died in 90 days in a clinical trial. That's one out of every 40, brothers and sisters. And so these are just facts. This is not conspiracy theory. These are facts. We have Pfizer's data, okay? So what am I saying? I am not still in an anti-vaccination campaign. I'm in a campaign to boost the immunity of our global community. The best thing that the vaccine can promise is that supposedly you won't get sick, very ill, you won't die, and you won't be hospitalized. That's what would happen on a good day. Well, if they already admitted that if we were healthy, that wouldn't happen on any day, pretty much, then let's talk about getting healthy. Friends, I recommend the Live Free lifestyle. The L in Live Free is love God. When you do that, all the stress that breaks down our immune system, friends, would just be put on the shoulders of God. The Bible says in Isaiah 9:6, his shoulders are broad enough to carry government. It says the government shall be upon his shoulder. Why don't you put all your problems on his shoulder? He can carry them. The I in Live Free is include temperance. We don't drink alcohol. We don't smoke. And we don't do good things intemperately. And then when you do that, your immune system will be stronger. Alcohol, drugs of all kinds, brothers and sisters, tends to weaken the immune system. Okay? We're talking about the immune system here, so that's what I'm focusing on. The V is vital water. Friends, everything that hampers your immune system is a toxin, and you get those toxins out of your body through water. The body uses hydration for detoxification in the liver. It uses hydration for respiration in the lungs. It uses hydration for urination from the kidneys. It uses hydration for defecation from the colon, and it uses hydration for, which one did I miss? Maybe perspiration in the skin, okay? So all of the attempts of the body for detoxification need hydration for the elimination of those toxins, vital water. Your body weight, put it in half and drink that in ounces. So I weigh about 150, that's 75 ounces of water every day. Brothers and sisters, the E is eat healthy, you know, a whole food, plant-based diet, lots of color, fruits, vegetables, full of different colors. We need to be eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables. Then on the side, we have whole grains and legumes and nuts and seeds, vegetables, lots of different food items can be made with these items, brothers and sisters. And so you can still have pizza and burgers and all of that. But it's not, an animal didn't have to die for me to have anything on top of my pizza. And so, my friends, God is good. We definitely want to eat more of the fruits and vegetables, however. That being said, if we would eat this way, we'd have plenty of vitamin C, we'd have plenty of zinc, we'd have plenty of vitamin E, we'd have plenty of other substances that help our immune system. And we'd avoid a lot of the toxins that keep the immune system occupied so it can't focus on viruses and bacterial infections. We would not have that distraction on our immune system. The F in free is fresh air. We need that for negative ions and plenty of oxygen. It helps boost our immune system, keeps endorphins coming, which are healthy, happy hormones, which increase our immunity as well. The R in free, in live free, is rest. Got to get to bed on time, friends. You know, when you stay up late, you end up with a cold the next day, you end up with the sniffles, body ends up breaking down, you're more susceptible to the flu. You got to get rest. Go to bed on time, friends. Don't eat too late before going to bed. It'll keep you from sleeping. Well, you might sleep, but you won't rest internally. So you'll wake up feeling like a truck ran over you. The E is exercise. Friends, we need to get out in the open air especially and get exercise on a daily basis. It's going to help build your immune system and strengthen you. And then the final E in Live Free is enjoy sunlight. From it we get melatonin. From it we get vitamin D. And these are powerful elements of our immunity, vitamin D especially. You can't have a strong immune system without vitamin D. So, friends, if we live free from these types of debris, we can help to boost the immunity of our global community. Happy Sabbath, my friends. At this time, we'll open the phone lines. If there's anyone that wants to share anything, I want to give a little report. Remember, we were praying for my dear friends, Baji and Daphne, and our dear friends, Baji and Daphne. And I did call the courthouse, and after getting some counsel from a friend who was a retired judge, I called the courthouse and just, you know, found out what their protocol was. I did ask to see the judge. That's not part of their protocol. So their protocol is that a letter be written, but they promised me that he would get the letter. So that is what we're praying for, that the Spirit of the Lord, we want the Spirit of, what does the Bible say? The Spirit of the Lord spake by me and his word was in my tongue. We want to write something that the Lord can use to touch the judge's heart so that they would be sentenced minimally instead of maximally. And that would be our, and that, you know, in that whatever is a felony would be reduced to a misdemeanor so they could just move on with their life, you know, without having that on their record. Sometimes it's just hard to move on in life with that. And so that's our request. That's our update. And we thank you for praying. So they graciously gave me that information. The man was very helpful. He was the judge's law clerk, who was a lawyer himself. And so that is the that was the decision of the court, I can say, at that time. So won't necessarily, unless God moves in another way, be seeing him face to face, but we can write a letter, and we will. The sentencing is November 17th for one, and the sentencing is December 15th for the other. And by the grace of God, we're going to ask God to do a mighty work. That being said, phone lines are open. Let's do roll call. We have Sister Glorious from Virginia saying happy Sabbath to us, and that's who all we see on Facebook. On the call, we've got Ohio again. We have Ohio again. We have Delaware again. We have Oklahoma. We have Ohio again. We have Michigan, and we have Georgia. You know, we realize that we all make a sacrifice, but for those particularly, I'm looking at Oklahoma, who are getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning instead of 6 o'clock in the morning to come and worship the Lord and hear his more about his wellness topics. We just want to thank you for your sacrifice. God is good. If there is anyone who'd like to share anything, press star 6. We will be having worship service, and we will be having a sermon from science. It will be the urinary system and the plan of redemption. And let me just verify that. I've got the right system that I'm talking about here. Because we talked that's about correct. Wife said that's correct, and she's right. Praise God. Most of the time, brothers and sisters. Thank you, sweetheart. I don't even have to look in the book. All right, friends, God is good. Anyone want to share anything before we wrap this up? So, yes, join us at 12. We will send out a Facebook notification. It is our regular Zoom meeting ID, not the one for the school. So the Zoom ID is 557-587-3947. The password in small letters is TORSO. But if you get an invitation, you'll be able to click directly on that invitation. And if you click directly on the invitation, you don't have to put in any username or password. So God is good. All right, there is no one in the queue. I'm going to ask my wife, Andrinda, to take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to be able to open up your word and to learn more as we go further into our study of the book of Daniel, chapter 11. We pray that your spirit will continue to teach us and help us to have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding so that we'll be able to even share and study this out with others. We pray that you will continue to allow your spirit to guide and lead our pastor in these efforts as these things are being taught and studied. And we pray, Lord, that on this day, your holy Sabbath day, that each of us will take time to be able to spend in quality with you, Lord, knowing that it is on this day when you have promised that your angels can minister to us, that you will give us health and light, and that you will be able to answer those petitions, Lord, that we hold so personally and intimately close with you. We pray that as we seek your face for all things, that we will remember that you are a God whose timing is always perfect. Help us to trust in you. Help us to have purity of heart, a pure faith, a pure mind. Give us the mind of Christ so that we can always be Christ-like in all of our actions, our words, our thoughts. And Lord, help us to be able, most importantly, for people to see Jesus when we have those encounters with others. Let us to have mercy and compassion, and let us have love and support of one another. And we pray, Lord, that as we know your coming draws nigh, help us to be faithful and let us to be able to sustain and endure our personal trials and tribulations. Each day we can see the escalation of them growing closer and closer, deeper and deeper. Lord, help us not to falter, but to stay faithful to you. Help our faith to be increased. Help us to surrender all to you. Help us to hate sin as you hate it and to only love what you love. Let us be ready, Lord, for your soon coming. We pray that you will bless all the petitions that have gone forth this week. And even those that have been silent ones, we ask that you will work everything out in accordance with your perfect will. Thank you for hearing us, and thank you for being the all-knowing God who answers all prayers. For all is prayed and asked in Jesus' precious and holy name, and for his sake with much thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. I'll begin with the fourth commandment, and my wife will pick it up in the middle. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates.
For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Happy Sabbath, and God bless you.
Amen. And before we close out, I do believe we have, I'm thinking this is Walking John. I'm not sure. We're going to go ahead and take his call. Good morning.
Yes, it is Walking John. You know, when you was praying about those friends that are incarcerated, I know what it's like to be incarcerated. I was only in the city jail on a lie. So I just say, Father, in the name of Jesus, release those brothers. Release whoever the pastor is speaking of, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I plead the blood of Jesus over all satanic interference. And I say, loose them in the name of Jesus, that a good report could come to. In the name of Jesus, I just ask, Lord, because I understand how it is to be behind those steel bars. And Lord, you delivered me, even though I was innocent, and I thank you for it. But I just intercede for those that's locked up that the pastor has been speaking of. In Jesus' name, loose your hold, Satan. And Lord, the heart of the king is in your hand, Lord. Have mercy with the, through the judge, Lord, that those people will be released, Lord. Or if they're going to serve a little time, let it be short, maybe 30 days or even less than that. But it's not any fun being locked up. You don't know what time it is. The only thing you can judge by is when the child truck comes. And then if you have pancakes, you know it's in the morning. Or if you have some solid food, you know it's in the afternoon or evening. You only get 2 meals a day. So in the name of Jesus, Lord, just have mercy on them. I personally intercede for those in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Praise God. Okay, brothers. You have a good one, Pastor.
Thank you. That was a wonderful benediction. May the Lord bless you.
Thank you.
All right. Praise God. Our closing song, we thank Brother Walking John for that prayer, and let's keep praying just like that, friend. All right. I will trust in the Lord is our closing song.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will worship the Lord. I will worship the Lord. I will.